Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Lamed Daled, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rus Malka bas Sara, and Mordechai Tzvi ben Sara Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned to Iloi Nishmas Yisachar ben Shmuel Halevi. So we've discussed the Lulav Hagazel. We've discussed the Hadas Hagazel. Today's daf is going to discuss the Arava Gezula, etc., etc. Zok the Mishnah. Arava Gezula, a stolen Arava, the Yavesha, or an Arava that's completely dried out. Psula. It's possible, just like a lulav hagazel vayavish is possible, a hadas hagazel vayavish is possible, an arava lashon nekeva gezula v'yavesha lashon nekeva is pesula as well. Shel asherah v'shel irani dachas pesula. If the arava is from an asherah or from an irani dachas, again it's going to be possible. Niktam roisha. If the top of the arava was clipped off, nifritzu aleh, or if the alim, the leaves of the arava fell off. The hatzaftzafa, we'll see what that is in the Gemara, psula, also possible. Kemusha, if the arava is partly dried out, meaning semi-dry, vishenashru miktas aleh, or if some of its leaves fell off, vishalbal, or if it's an arava that grows in a field, the halach is ksheira, it's going to be kosher. So again, like the previous Mishnah, it's a whole bunch of very short to the point, halachis, and we're going to have a little bit of a gemara. So the first part of this Mishnah has already been discussed in the beginning of the parak. We're going to pick off with a braisa that discusses the nature of what an arava is. So again, it says in the Torah, lakachtam lechem bayoyma rishoin, pre-eitz hadar, kapois temarim, vanaf eitz avois, va'arve nachal, usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yom. There's a mitzvah to take dalid minim on Sukkot. We mentioned that there's two zmanim that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Ulakachtam lechem bayoyim arishoin, usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yom. Ulakachtam lechem bayoyim arishoin, one day midday raisa, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim, 7 days when it's lefnei Hashem, when it's inside the Beis HaMikdash. But what are the four minim? Pre-Eitz Hadar, which we know is an Esrig, that's going to be tomorrow's daf. Kapis Tamarim is the Lulav. Vanath Eitz Avos are the Hadasim. Va'arvei Nochal are the Aravos. So the Arvei Nochal is actually the most explicit of all the minim in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is very clear what we're talking about. Arvei, it's an Arava, what we know as Aravos. The one word that's added in the Pasuk is Arvei Nachal. A Nachal is a stream. So from the literal reading of the Pasuk, it would seem that the Arava has to be Arvei Nachal. It has to come from a stream. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Arvei Nachal. When it says in the Torah, Arvei Nachal, what it means is Hagdilim ala Nachal. It means an Arava that grows by a stream of water. Davar Achar, another Pshat. Arvei Nachal, what does that mean? Not Arava that grows by a nachal necessarily, but rather she'ala she'la mashuch kenachal. What it means is an arava that has a leaf that's narrow like a nachal is. So a stream is long and narrow. So too, the leaf of the arava should be long and narrow. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, there are plants that are very similar to what we know as an arava, but the shape of the leaf is a little bit different. So davar achar, the second shot in the braisa, so what does it mean when it says arvei nachal? Not arava that grows by a nachal, but rather arvei nachal that the leaf is shaped like a nachal. Tan yidduch another braisa, so arvei nachal, when it says in the Torah, arvei nachal, in li'ela arvei nachal, it sounds like it has to be arvei nachal. Shel bal v'shel harminayim. What would be if the arava grew in a field or by mountains, would that be okay? Talmud loy me arvei nachal mikol makim. It says arvei nachal mikol makim. What's the drasha? Last Rashi on the Yomid, Lashon Rabim. Arvei. It doesn't say arava. It says arvei. And the Lashon Rabim is coming to teach us that it doesn't have to be arvei nachal. But really, if arava is even not from the nachal, still it's going to be okay. Now, according to this braisa, it doesn't have to be arvei nachal. So why did the Torah say arvei nachal? Arvei nachal, but don't think it has to be from the nachal. Meaning, it could be from anywhere. How do I know that? Because Arvi is a Lashon Rabim. So then why did the Torah mislead us and say Arvei Nachal? What exactly is Arvei Nachal coming to teach me? So you could say, Arvei Nachal is coming to teach me. Arvei that the leaf is long like a nachal. But Rashi says a very big chiddush that the Rishonim disagree with. And that is that even though it emerges from the braises that the Gemara mentioned, that arve nachal is lav dafka, but it's lekatchila. And lekatchila, the arava should come from a nachal. So even though it's true, arve mikomakoi means that it doesn't have to be from a nachal, but at the same time, the Torah did say arve nachal, and from the fact that the Torah said arve nachal, that teaches me, at the very least, the din lekatchila, that it should be from a nachal. Abishol said arvishtein. No, you don't learn from the word arve mikomakoi in the rabbis that even if it's not from the nachal. The reason the Torah said arve lashon rabim is to teach me two mitzvahs of arava. What are the two mitzvahs? Achas lelulav, the achas lemikdash. One is the arava as being one of the dalmin, and that's what the pasuk is literally talking about. But this is also a remez, a hint to another mitzvah of arava that existed when there was a beis hamikdash, a mitzvah that we make a zecher to today. And that is when there was a beis hamikdash, so there was a mitzvah throughout Sukkos to take aravos and to make hakafos around the Mizbeach. And that's why we do Hashanahs, and we have Hashanah Rabbah, and we have hakafos. This is all a zecher, ben benoishal zecher, to the mitzvah of Arava, which is a mitzvah deiraisa that existed once upon a time in the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll learn a lot more about the mitzvahs of Arava in the coming daffin. But for now, Abishol said, you want to know why it says in the Torah, the Lashon Arve, which is the Lashon Rabbim, to teach me two distinct mitzvahs, two distinct commandments that are done on Sukkos that are related to the Arava. One is that Arava is one of the four minim of the mitzvah of Dalet minim. The other is to teach me the halacha of Mikdash. Zok digmar v'rabban. And the Rabbanan that darshan the word Arvi to teach me lav dafka Arvi nachal. How did they know achas lelula v'achas lemikdash? So the Gemara says lemikdash minolo hilchasak mirlo. They knew it halacha lemaych misidat. I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yoichan. Because Rav Asi sent the name Rav Yoichan on eser netiyos Arava v'nisuch hamayim halacha l'moshe misinai. So we know what Arava is. That's this mitzvah of Arava. Nisuch hamayim is also very much a sukkah topic. But this is something that we're going to talk about at the end of the daf. So there was a special hakrov, a special korban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash only on Sukkos, and that was nisuch hamayim. So throughout the year, they were pouring wine on the Mizbeach. But water was poured one tkufa a year, and it was during the Yontif of Sukkos. How do we know Nisuch HaMayim? It's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. The other one is the Eser Netiyos. So there's a very long Rashi that talks about what exactly Eser Netiyos are. The short version is it has something to do with Shemitah, Toisvis Shvias, but the bottom line is Eser Netiyos, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim, are Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Before we go weiter, there's an interesting Rashi that's just a little hashtag introduction to Talmud Bavli, and that is Rashi says, what do these three things have to do with each other? Eser Netiyos, Arava, v'nisuch hamayim, halacha l'moshe misinai. There are a lot of things that are halacha l'moshe misinai. There, at first glance, would seem to be no connection between Eser Netiyos, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim. Now, the truth is, Arava and Nisuch HaMayim are both Sukkos related. So, from that standpoint, maybe they're a little bit related. But Rashi asks, Eser Netiyos, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim, what do these three things have to do in common? The truth is, we had earlier in the Masechta, we spoke a lot about this. Shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin are also halacha l'moshe misinai. And again, same question. What do those three things have to do in common? I mean, we put them together. That's because Chazal put them together. But the question is, why did Chazal put them together? Shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin, often quoted because Chazal put it that way. But why did Chazal put it that way? So Rashi says that the reason must be because whoever was transcribing this halacha, so he was in Beis Medrash, and he was just writing, or at the very least, saying over what he heard in Beis Medrash that day. So it seems that these were three sugyas that were discussed in Beis Medrash. So think of a poisek, a dayan, who's being asked questions in Kol HaTorah Kula. And there was a question that was asked about Eser Netiyos. What's the origin of that? And then someone asked him, what about Arava? And someone asked him, what about Nisuch HaMayim? And the answer to all three was Halach L'Moyt Shem Sinai. So this scribe, whoever he was, the stenographer in court that day, he walked outside and he said, I heard three things in court today. Eser Netiyos, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim, Halach L'Moyt Shem Sinai. The same thing happened when they were discussing Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin. He heard Shiurim, Halacha L'moshe Misinai, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin. Not that they have anything intrinsically to do with each other, but these were three things that were discussed on the same day. And because these things were discussed on the same day, Rashi says, Shomon Hashoimeya, the listener listened, the Sidron Kisei, the Sheshomon, and he just wrote it the way he heard it. The Chaim B'chol Makom, says Rashi, and this is the idea when you find things lumped together. So you try to say a pshat and a shtickle taira, and it could be this pnimiyas taira, of course, but in terms of pashup pshat, these were just simply the halachas that were being discussed that day in Beis Medrash. That was just what happened, and as a result, this is the way it was chronicled. Regardless, more brises related to an arav. Tanu rabbanon arvei nachal. It says in the Torah arvei nachal. So what does it mean? Nachal hagedelois ala nachal. It's referring to afket haravas that grow by the nachal. Prat litzaftzefo hagedela ben aharim. It's coming to exclude the tzaftzefo, which is a certain type of arava, but it doesn't grow by the nachal. It grows between the mountains. Amar Rab Zeira sent my kara. How do you know that? Meaning, how do you know that the tzaftzefo is different than the arve nachal? And that one is kosher and the other one is not kosher. So the Gemara said, Rav Zeira said, the makar to this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Perek Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, Vayikach mizera ha'aretz, vayitneu mistei zora, koch al mayim rabim, tzavtsofa samay. So this is a mashal. The nimshal is Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, Bnei Yisrael, I wanted you to be al mayim rabim. And instead, you ended up like the tzavtzafa. You were supposed to be the arava that's by the water. And instead, you're the tzavtzafa. That's the inferior type of arava. You're between the mountains. So you see from here that they're not the same thing. One is ala nochal, the other one's on tzavtzafa. One is superior, the other one is inferior. When the Torah says you should take the arvei nochal, it means not just an arava, but it should be the superior type. Amalei Abaya told Rav Zeira, how do you know that's pshat in the pasuk? Meaning, Rav Zeira somehow saw in this pasuk that tzavtzafa and arava are not the same thing. So he said, Vidoma Perusha Kamavarish. Maybe the way you're supposed to read the Pasuk is as a Pirish, meaning Kacha Mayim Rabim, you're supposed to, Klal Yisrael was supposed to be like that Rava that's on Mayim Rabim. Umani, what is that Rava that's on Mayim Rabim? It's Tzavtzafa. And if that's the case, that Tzavtzafa would be considered Avri Nachal, it should be Kasher. So, Zera told Abayim, Kain Mas Samay. What does Samay mean? Meaning Samay sounds like, not that it's a Pirish, but to the contrary. Meaning, Kach Amayim Rabim, they were supposed to be Amayim Rabim, and instead, Tzavtzafa Samay. If Mayim Rabim Pirish Tzavtzafa, then the word Samay wouldn't be there. This word Samay is the dead giveaway. That's how you know that there's two different things there. We were supposed to be Amayim Rabim, and instead we ended up being the Tzavtzafa. But the point is, you see that the Arava Tzavtzafa in Chazal's eyes is not the Arve Nachal, and therefore it's not going to be kosher. Amr Rabbi Avoh, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This note, Rabbi Avoh, said what we just said. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Amayti Shiru Yisrael Lefonek, Kach HaMayim Rabim. I said that Klal Yisrael should be like the Mayim Rabim. Umani Yu Arava. V'hin Samu Atzman Ki Tznaf Tzofa Shabaharin. And instead, they ended up being like the Tznaf Tzofa. Ikad Masli Lahay Kram Asisa. Some had this formulation that we just discussed a little bit differently. Meaning, the way we just had the Braisa was, two lines. Arve Nachal like Delis Nachal. The Brice just said the Tzavtzaf is not kosher. How do you know that? The Amoira Reb Zeira Shteltsu a Pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Yudzayin. In the Ikka de Masni, the Brice itself Shteltsu the Pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Yudzayin. Says the Gemara, what's the Ikka de Masni law? Lahaikra Masniso Kacha Mayim Rabin Tzavtzaf Shvat. Meaning, it's the same Brice like we had earlier. But usually when the Gemara says Ikka de Masni, we bring the whole Brice plus the add-on. Here we're just bringing the add-on. But it's the previous Lashon of the Braisa, adding this pasuk. So what was Rav Zeira's contribution to this discussion? He asked the kasha. He asked the kasha that Abaya asked in the first lashon of the Gemara. Maskev for Rav Zeira, v'dama prusha kama farish. Maybe when it says tzavtzafa yisama, it's really a pirish. Meaning tzavtzafa is the pirish on kachamayim rabim. Maniu tzavtzafa. So he told him, imkein my sama. What would the word sama mean? And again, Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Avoh said that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, aniyam haiti shi yisrael afanek kachamayim rabim. I sin the klai so should be like the arava. Umaniu arava. They ain't samu atzman and they made themselves kid tzavtzafa shabaharin. Instead, they acted like the tzavtzafa. So regardless, another brisa that talks about what the word arve nachal means. And in this brisa, arve nachal means it has to be hagedelois al hanachal. It has to be an arava that grows by the nachal as opposed to the tzavtzafa that's gedela ben haharim. And then we saw two different lashoinois of the brisa, anikad masni. Regardless, it seems to be based on a pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Yudzayin, Tanu Rabbanu. Another brisa that talks about arava, another brisa that talks about the tzavtzaf. Izeo arava veizeo tzavtzaf. What's the difference between the arava and the tzavtzaf? Meaning, what are the physical characteristics of the two? What makes them different? Arava, says the brisa, kona shala adin. The stem is red. Va'ala shala mashuch. The leaf is long and narrow. Ufiya chalak. And it's
the edges of the leaves are smooth. Tzavtzafa, kona shalo lava, not red, the stem is white. Fa'ala shalo ogle, the leaf is not long and narrow, but rather it's round. Pia doima lamago. And the edges of the leaves are not smooth, but rather they're serrated like a mago, like a sickle. Freikta gemara, is that true? Meaning it sounds like ufia doima lamago, that if it's serrated, it's a problem. The time we learned to the price of doima lamago, kosher, doima lamaser apostle. If it's serrated like a mago, it's okay. If it's more serrated than that, it's like a saw, that's when it's a problem. Rabbi said, what's the kasha? Kitanya hi b'chilfa gila. That price is talking about a different type of arava. The arava known as the chilfa gila. Chilfa is Aramaic for arava. Gila is just a certain type of arava. But the point is, that price is talking about a type of arava that's really an arve nachal, quote unquote. It happens to be a unique type of arve nachal in that it has two out of the three characteristics of the arve nachal. One of them it doesn't have, meaning one of the three things of the arve nachal is smooth leaves. This one happens to be serrated. That's kosher. That's what the Braisa says. Doima l'magel kosher. What then did the Braisa mean when it said that tzavtzafa is pasul because its edges are doima l'magel? It didn't mean that any time you have edges doima l'magel, it's a problem. It just meant that the tzavtzafa is a problem. One of the simanim of the tzavtzafa is that its edges are doima l'magel. But it's not that an arava that has edges doima l'magel is the problem. That in and of itself is not a problem. What is a problem is the tzavtzafa. One of the three tchunas, hanefesh, of this tzavtzafa is that it's doima l'magel. But the doima l'magel itself is not the problem. V'haraya, the chilfa gila is going to be okay. But the point is, as we segue to the next part of the Gemara, when the Braisa says doima l'magel kosher, if you have an arava that's doima l'magel, it's kosher, what it's referring to is not just any arava, it's not referring to the tzavtzafa, it means the chilfa gila. So Amar Abaya said, Shema, you know, one thing you see clearly from this Braisa, hay chilfa gila kosher le'shana, you can use the chilfa gila for your arava. Think Gemara Pshita, why would you think that? So Gemara, I'll tell you why. I'm out the time I would have thought, how this l'shem levoy, le'nes kasher, like we saw in yesterday's daf, being that this is not just called an arava, it's called the chilfa gila, the arava gila. So you would have thought it says in the Torah, arve nachal, that means a regular arava, as opposed to this arava, kamash mon, it's okay. What's Nakab Shah? If it's not the regular arava, it has this add-on to its name, so maybe it should be a problem. So the Gemara says, "Arve nachal amar achmana b'chol malka." Meaning, had the Torah said, "Take an arava," then you're right. The fact that the chilfa gila has a shem levoy would have been a problem because the Torah said arava, not the arava gila. But the Torah never said arava. The Torah said arve nachal. The Torah never referred to it by name. More by description of the species. And as a result, even though it's the chilfa gila, it's a little bit of a subtle distinction, now loch is, it's going to be okay. Amar Rav Chiz said, Hani klas mili. There are three things that ishtani shamayu micharev beis hamikdash. That after the beis hamikdash was charev, their names changed. So there's three things that were once called one thing, after Churban Beis Hamikdash, its name changed. What are these three things? Chalafta, arafta, arafta, chalafta. What we know today as the chalafta, which is the tzavtzafa, was what was once upon a time known as the arafta. And what's known today as the arafta is what was once upon a time known as the chalafta. Now, the Torah says arve nachal, as opposed to tzavtzafa. So what you have to do is you have to make sure you don't take what's called arava today. That's what Rav Chiz was trying to say. Because today's arava is fayurig's tzavtzafa. And that's the point. The point is you need to take what was known as the arava then, which ironically and counterintuitively and certainly complicated, as far as the sugya that we're learning, is really the tzavtzafa. So halacha l'may tzavtzafa is possible, and therefore, when you go to buy a shanes, make sure you buy the tzavtzafa. Because the tzavtzafa today is what was once known as the arava. My nafkimina knows lulula. Shipura chatzaitzer. The second thing Rav Chizda said was name changed is what we know today as the shayfer was once known as the chatzaitzeritz. And chatzaitzerta shipura, what was once upon a time the chatzaitzeritz, is what's known today as the shayfer. My nafkimina, that's easy. The shayfer shal Rosh Hashanah. But that blows him at the shayfer, right? On Rosh Hashanah, you blow a shayfer, not a chatzaitzeritz. You don't blow a trumpet. So today, he said, when you go to the shuk and you want to buy a shayfer, don't ask for a shayfer. He said, ask for a chatzaitzeritz because today's was Amol's shayfer. And finally, he said, Psarta, Psaira, Psaira, Psarta. So Rashi says, Psaira is a table, and these are two sizes of tables. Rashi doesn't say which is which, but he says one is big and one is small. So the bottom line is, what was once this is now that, and what was once that now is my nafkimina. Where is that, Negeya?
The first two, a negeya mitzvah, is dalad minim, negeya shofar. We see negeya the size of the table. So the Gemara says, very simple. If a person says, I'm going to sell you a psaira, so you have to know, is it? Did he mean a psaira? Did he mean a psarta? So in the laws of chayshem mishpat, this is the nafkim. Rabbi said, afa, I have a fourth. He said, bekasi hoiv lila, and of lila bekasi. So these two things are of perek elu treifas fame. So these are two of the four stomachs that cows have, and there are many halachos, many technical halachos, as it relates to those stomachs, when you learn the sugyas of treifas. So Abaye said, what's known as the bekasi was once the huvlila, and what's known as the huvlila was once the bekasi. The man of Kamina, why does it matter which stomach is which? Oh, the machat ha-nimtza, ba'ivei beis ha-koisais. That's just an excerpt of a sugya mesechtes chulin. It's negeya, the halachos of treifas, because the way somebody becomes a treif in this stomach is not necessarily the same as the way it becomes a stomach in the other treifas. You have to know which is the stomach, as our referring to when they said different halachas. So he said, just know, whenever you see havlila in Chazal, it's what you know today as the Beikasi, and vice versa. Amar Rav Bar Yosef. Rav Bar Yosef said, I'm going to add a fifth thing. He said, Afani Yomer, I'm going to say, Bavel is Bursif, and Bursif is Bavel. So we've all heard of Bavel, not necessarily Bursif, but Rav Bar Yosef said that what we know today as Bavel was once Bursif. And what we know today as Bursif was once Bavel. The Gemara says, "My nafkamina, why does it matter if this city, this zip code that you're in is Bavel or Bursif?" So he said, "No, the nafkamina is legite noshim. It's going to happen nafkamina in Mesechtes Gittin. In fact, the very first halacha in Mesechtes Gittin. I may be getting him dinas ayam." If you have a shliach leilach, a man's divorcing his wife, but he's not giving his wife the get, he made a shliach leilach to transport the get to give to his wife. And this man was living in Medina Sayyam, and he brought the get, the shliach did from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a takanas chachamim that the shliach has to say, b'fanai nechtav, I saw the get written, b'fanai nechtav, and I saw the get signed, the edom akasher edom, I saw everything. Machlik is rabbi rava, is it because the fish ain't became lishma, the fish ain't edom etzuyim lekaimah? This is Gittin Dav Beis. But the point is, the Gemara says in the first parak of Masechet is Gittin Dav Vavam and Aleph that Michi Oser Rav LeBavel, the Chachamim made a takana that Bavel should be like Eretz Yisrael LeGittin. And just like if someone brings a get from Eretz Yisrael, he does not have to say B'fanai Nechtam V'Bafanai Nechtam. It's only a maybe get Medina Sayyah. But if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael, there's no takana B'fanai Nechtam V'Bafanai Nechtam. Bavel is going to be the same way. So here's the question: where's Bavel? The Chachamim had made a takana that if you bring a get from Bavel, you don't have to say b'fanei necht, b'fanei nechtam. So Pasha, you would think, Rav Bar Yosef said, look at the map, find Bavel, and that from someone brings a get from there, Teretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So Rav Bar Yosef said, no, don't look on the map for Bavel, look for Bursif. Because today's Bursif was the Fatzaitish of Bavel. And really, it was the original Bavel that the Chachamim made the Takana for. And therefore, you need to find where Bavel originally was. You want to know where Bavel originally was? It's where Bursif is today. But the theme of the first half of today's daf is the halachas of Aravos and really several brises that the Gemara brought to Darshan, the word in the Torah, Va'arve Nochal. So it says in the Torah, Ulekachtem lechem b'yemarishim priyetz hadar, tapas tmarim, anasim it's avos, v'arvei nochal. We know what an arava is. Nochal sounds like the arava has to be at the nochal. So is that true? Does it have to be by the nochal? And there were several brises to explain what the word nochal means. The short answer is it doesn't have to literally be from the nochal. So why would the Torah say nochal? Either lekatchila, like Rashi says, it should be an arava from a nochal, but the yeved, it's okay even if it's from somewhere else. Maybe nochal means that the leaves need to be long and narrow like a nochal. That would be the reason. Alternatively, arve nochal as opposed to the tzaftzafa. The tzaftzafa is a very unique type of arava. It's an inferior type of arava, as mentioned in Yecheskel Perek Yud Zayin. It has three very distinct features, and what the Brayer was saying was not that it has to be arve nochal, but the tzaftzafa is not going to be okay. So for example, if you want to use the arve gila, that's also going to be fine. But the point is, as opposed to tzaftzafa, that's really where the issue is going to be. So we learned the sugyas of lulav, hadasin, and arava. These sugyas go pretty quickly when you're learning daf yomi, and now we're going to have a mishnah that's going to give us a little bit of a summation. Just put things together as it relates to the lulav, the hadas, and the arava. Zok the mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel loyim. Shmuel said, shloisha hadasin. That when you take your dalad minim, you have to take three hadasin, shtei aravos, two aravos, lulav echad, one lulav, ve'esrog echad, and one esrog.
And there Rabbi Shmuel said, Afilu shnayim ketumim fe'echad enei kotum. As it relates to the Hadasim, if two of them are clipped and one is not clipped, it's going to be kosher. Niktam roishoy of the Hadas, two clipped is fine, as long as you have one that's not clipped. Three clipped, that would be a problem. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Tarfin said, Afilu shloshtam ketumim. They can all three be clipped, it's going to be okay. Rashi says, Niktam Roisha is possible because it's not Hadar. And Rabbi Tarfon holds that a Hadas doesn't have to be Hadar. Rabbi Akiva says, G'shem shel lulav echad, the esrig echad. Just like we have one lulav, we have one esrig, kachadas echad. So too we have one hadas, v'arava achas, and all we have is one arava. So you have a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon on the one hand and Rabbi Akiva on the other hand, even though halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi, but loy mechaveirov, and that's what we don't pass on to Rabbi Akiva. You know, Rabbi Akiva is doch Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu was jealous of Rabbi Akiva on some level, kaviyachol. But at the same time, this is Rabbi Akiva going kineged Rabbi Shmuel, going kineged Rabbi Tarfon. We don't pass on Rabbi Akiva. We pass on like Rabbi Shmuel said it in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel loy meshloisha adasim, shtei arovois, lulav echad ve'esrog echad. So this is a Mishnah. The Gemara is going to begin with a Braisa, and as it almost always is, the Braisa is more lengthy than the Mishnah is, and it's going to give us a little bit more information than the Mishnah did. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, so the Mishnah began with Rabbi Shmuel, the Braisa also begins with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, Pri Eitz Hadar, when it says in the Torah, Ulekachtam Lechem V'yemirishim Pri Eitz Hadar, it means Echad. Pri is a Lashon Yachid, take one Esrig. Kapos Tmarim, Echad. Kapos Tmarim is also a Lashon Yachid. The Kapos is what we're focusing on. It's written Chaser. So it's Kapos Tmarim is one. Anaf Eitz Avish Shloisha. Hadassim is three. So where do you see three? Three words. Anaf Eitz Avos. That's how you know three. Arvei Nochal is Lashon Rabin. Arvei, and therefore Shtayim. We know two. Said Rabbi Shmuel. Vafilu Shnayim Ketumim Vechash Ein Akot. And even if two of them are clipped and one's not clipped, it's going to be okay. Rav Tarfon said Shloisha. You need three Hadassim. Vafilu Shlosh number two, and they could all three be clipped, like Rav Tarfon said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Mikshem Shalul Vechad Esrei Echad Kach Hadas Echad Va'arava Achas. So far, what did the Braisa say that the Mishnah didn't say? Just one thing. It's verbatim the Mishnah, with the exception that the Braisa explained the source of Rabbi Shmuel Shita, meaning Rabbi Shmuel has an interesting shita. One lulav, one esrig, but three hadasim and two aravas. I don't know, maybe you should take three lulavim, two hadasim, two esrogim, and one arava. I mean, like, how are you supposed to know what you're supposed to do? So that's what the Braisa was addressing. Right, Rabbi Akiva just said, take one of each. Okay, but Rabbi Shmuel came up with a whole interesting number. I mean, we take for granted, because that's what we do. But at the end of the day, there's a Makar. The Makar is this Gemara that we're learning right now. So Rabbi Shmuel, in the Braisa, explained this Makar. Pri Eitz Hadar is a Lashon Yachid one. Kapis Tmarim is in the singular one. Anaf Eitz Avos one, 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 that's three. Arvei Nochal, that's a Lashon Rabin, that's where you have two. Zok the Gemara, but the Braisa continues. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. The Gersa we have is Amar Loi. But the Rishonim say that the word Amar Loi seems to not be the right Gersa, so it's Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Loi would sound like Rabbi Eliezer is talking to someone in this Braisa. Doesn't sound like from what he said that he is. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, said, Yochli, Esrog Imam Bagud Achas. You would think that when you take the Dalet Minim, so you wrap the lulav, the hadas, and the arav. We've seen this already many times. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, lulav tzarech eged, ain't tzarech eged. Everybody agrees, the katchila lulav tzarech eged, zakeli vandeyu, because of heder mitzvah. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you would think that maybe you should tie the esrog together with the lulav as well. Amrit. So Rabbi Eliezer said, no. Why? Because v'chinemar pri eitz hadar v'kapais tmarim. Does it say pri eitz hadar v'kapais tmarim? No. V'aloi lo yinemar ela kapais. All it says is kapais tmarim. And that's how you know you don't wrap it and tie it together. In other words, if you look in the pasuk, it says, "Ulekachtam lechem b'yemer rishay pri eitz hadar kapos tmar." No vav, kapos tmar. Then you have all the vavs. Va'anaf eitz avos ze'arvei nachal. So Rabbi Eliezer said, "Meiridik." He said, "Ulekachtam lechem b'yemer rishay pri eitz hadar." Period. Meaning, you take a pri eitz hadar. Then you take kapos tmar ve'anaf eitz avos ze'arvei nachal. The vav is mechaber. It unites them. It brings them all together to say that those three are supposed to be together. So there is an idea of eged, whether it's ma'akiv like Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's only the katchila like the Rabbanon, but at the same time, there's a remez in the pasuk, said Rabbi Eliezer, that you're only supposed to be ma'aged the lulav, the hadas, and the arava. You're not supposed to be ma'aged the esrig together with it. And one final important halacha that the Braisa says, how do you know you have to have all four? Talmud Loimar, Ulekachtem, it says in the Torah, Ulekachtem, Shetehei Lekicha Tama, which teaches me the Lekicha has to be complete. You have to have all four. So the truth is, it's a very important Tosfos. Dibra Maskel Shetehei Lekicha Tama, we're not going to talk about it today, but Bezus Hashem, there's a related Reid Bayit. We spoke about this in Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Chav Zayin, and And that's very much related to today's daf. Abzok the Gemara. Referring back to Shitas Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. So what did Rabbi Shmuel say? He said, three Adasim, two Aravos, one Lulav, and one Esrig. And then Rabbi Shmuel said, as it relates to the three Adasim, if two of them are clipped and one is not clipped, so the halach is, it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Manavshach. How can Rabbi Shmuel hold that? Is Shleiman boy, if Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Haldas has to be complete, has to be Hadar, and you can't clip it, then the boy Nami Kulu, then all three of them should have to be complete. The Eloi boy, Shleiman, if he holds, they don't have to be Shleiman, meaning, Nikdam, don't worry about it. Then I feel like Nami boy. Then the Manavshach, meaning, what's going on over here? The two, as opposed to one, what is it, like a rive? It's not even a rive, it's a minority. Meaning one of them is fine, that's already going to be okay. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, a chiddush, Amar Bira, who was a chacham, said, Amar Rabami, name Rabami, chazah by Rabbi Shmuel. You have to say Rabbi Shmuel was chazah, so we thought we follow Rabbi Shmuel. Turns out we don't. Rabbi Shmuel, loy meshloisha hadasim, Rabbi Shmuel was chayzer from that. Because Rabbi Shmuel said at the end that one of them has to be okay. The other two don't have to be okay. As if to say, you really only need one. And that one has to be shalim. And that's why at the end of the day, you have to make sure that one is going to be shalim. But Chazar boy, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, and a chanami. Rabbi Shmuel, how do you need three adas? And you need all three of them to be complete. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda is saying the name of Shmuel. Halachik Reb Tarfin. The halach is like Reb Tarfin. That said, three hadasim, however, afilu shloshtan ketumen, even if all three are clipped, it's going to be okay. So, the Amar Vazir Shmuel Tameh, Shmuel is Lushitasai, the Amar Lush Shmuel Hanum Dimzavni Asu, Shmuel told the people that used to sell hadasim, Ashfu Uzavinu. This is the second time in the Perek where we had a conversation between one of the Amayroim and between people that sold hadasim. Daflamid Amar Aleph, we had the classic Gemara, Amalu Ravhuna Lahana Avankari. You don't cut it, Lamdeb cut it. Like this, you get have Yiddish Vashin and Rishos. So that Gemara is very well known. This one, not as well known. But the bottom line is, Shmuel told the people that used to sell the Asur, the Avankari, he said, Ashfu Uzvinu, make sure you don't play around with the prices. Meaning, make sure you level out the price. Don't make it too expensive. Because the Eloi, if not, traditional Chuk Rab Tarfin. I'm going to say the Allah is like Rab Tarfin. I'm going to say they could even be clipped. Which means that you don't need Hadar, and if you don't need Hadar, then it's going to affect your business. So Gemara says, my time, how would Shmuel say, Shmuel's just going to get up, he's going to say, the halach is like Beishamai, the halach is like Reb Tarfin. How can you say that? Ilei Mimishum. Incidentally, Reb Tarfin was from the Beishamai, but that's a whole other conversation. So Gemara says, is it because he was Mako? Meaning, Shmuel was just picking the biggest Mako. He didn't really hold the halach is like Reb Tarfin. He just like threw it out there, gestrashet, right? He just said, it was a threat, and maybe an empty threat. But he said, I'm letting you know right now, if you do this, I'm going to say the halacha is like Reb Tarfin. Was he picking Reb Tarfin because he thought it was the best threat? Says the Gemara, he could have said better. He should have said, I'm going to say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. To make Otve. You don't need three adasim anymore. All you need is one. Your revenue is going to go down 66%. Because instead of selling three, you're only going to sell one. Wouldn't that be better? So L'chaira must be. Why then did Shmuel say, I'm going to tell you the halacha is like Reb Tarfin? Because he held the halacha is like Reb Tarfin. Now, lekatchila, no one has to know the halacha is like Reb Tarfin. Might as well have Shleiman. But he would threaten them and he said, listen, you know, Dailam doesn't realize that this whole Indian of not having a Nikdam Raisha is only a Chumrah. And people are paying top dollar for it. So I'm letting you know, I'll let this go on. But however, at some point, if this turns into a racket, I'm going to shut it down and I'm just going to tell people, you should know, you don't have to be machner. Tavach is really like Reb Tarfin, that must be the pshat. But the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach. Meaning, maybe Lo Yilam Shmuel didn't hold like Reb Tarfin. No raya from this story that Shmuel held like Reb Tarfin. If that's the case, why did he say that I'm going to tell you that Lach is like Reb Tarfin? Because he was threatening them. So what was the kasha? You're saying good, say better. Threaten better. You should have told them, I'm going to say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. If you say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, people are going to buy one, they're not going to buy three anymore. So the Gemara says, plus a ketum yishchichi, chad v'loi katum lo yishchiyach. It would be a bigger threat for the oilam to be told that if you have a niknam roishoy, it's okay, because the hadasim themselves were not that expensive. It got rearer, and with it was more money in the hadasim business was when there was an understanding that if it's nikdam roisha, it's a problem. That created a scarcity, and as a result, that's where Shmuel felt he had the ability to try to tell the chevra that I'm threatening. Meaning, Loyola maybe didn't hold like Reb Tarfin. Why did he threaten with Reb Tarfin? Because he felt that was the best threat. Isn't threatening like Rabbi Akiva a better threat? The Gemara says, I hear, but no, it really isn't. And on that note, exhale. So two ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. So the first ha'ara is more lamdish, and the second ha'ara is going to be more agadah. So first the lamdish.
the Michas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Chav Hei, that whole mitzvah is just epic. Metchila v'atzayif, and these are the inyanim that we're learning right now. It's mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So he asks a kasha, a bomb kasha, a kasha that bothered him very, very, very much. A kasha that he concludes with v'tzorich iyan ma'oid. So Mitzchinuch asks a bomb kashna. He wonders out loud how come he's the first one to his knowledge that ever asked this kasha. But if the kasha is related not to sukkah, even though it's in mitzvah shin chafei, which is mitzvah sishiva sukkah, the kasha is related to arava, which was the topic of the first part of today's daf. But before the Michas Chinuch's kasha, we need a tiny bit of an introduction. In other words, we need to revisit something that we learned together not so long ago. And that is the Gemara daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and it came up again in Shabbos's daf. So the Gemara discussed a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Whether there's a din lochem by sukkah, or there's no din lochem by sukkah. So everybody holds, you can't be yoytze the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah gzula. It says in the Torah, chaga sukkah is tasa lecha. And from the chach, chazal darshin, lemu'ute gzula, it's a gemara in sukkah daf tesam and aleph, it's a gemara in sukkah daf chav zayin omid beis. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with a stolen sukkah. Stating that, what if I want to be yoytze the mitzvah, not with a stolen sukkah, but with my friend's sukkah. I have 100% reshus to be there, but it's not my sukkah. Is there a din that a sukkah has to be lochem, or is there no din that a sukkah has to be lochem? So dalid minim, for example, have to be lochem. Ulakachtam lochem b'yom rishon. That's why a lulav hagazel and a hadas hagazel and an arava gezula and an esrik that's gazel are all possible on the first day of sukkahs, because it says in the Torah, ulakachtam lochem b'yom rishon. And regardless of what your position is as it relates to the sugya mitzvah b'aveira, of course, the halacha is you can't be yoytza. You can't even be yoytza, dalid meaning the first day of sukkahs, if it's shal, if it's borrowed. The reason is because it's a din lochem. But the question is, what about by a sukkah? Is there a din lochem by a sukkah or not? And it's machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer says, it says in the Torah, chaga sukkahs tasa lecha. Lecha is just the singular of lochem. It's the same word. And just like lochem means it has to be yours, chaga sukkahs tasa lecha also means it has to be yours. But the Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, no. Even though Chazal said, even though there's a din lochem when it comes to a lulav, but there's no din lochem when it comes to a sukkah. It says lecha, the chsev, because the pasuk says kol ha'ezrach biyisrael yeshmu basukas. The literal meat translation of the pasuk seems to be saying kol ha'ezrach biyisrael yeshmu basukas, and that word basukas is one of the basukas that are written chaser, which means all Yidden, every Jew in the world, is technically able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in the same sukkah. Melamed shekol Yisrael ruuyim leishet b'sukkah achas. Ganz klal Yisrael can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in one sukkah. If that's the case, say the Chachamim, must be there's no din lochem. Because if there's a din lochem, how is it possible that every single Jew in the world will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in the same sukkah? Says Rashi, why not? What does one have to do with the other? There's a din lochem. We'll be partners. Ganz klar Yisrael will be shutfin in this sukkah. So it's going to belong a little bit to everybody. And it's going to be okay. So Rashi says a yesoid that was marish olamos in Kaisle Beis Medrash amongst all the gedolei achrayim. Says Rashi. You want to know what the problem is? It's impossible for one sukkah to be lochem to every Jew in the world. The reason is the loymati shava pruta lochal chad. Because it's not possible that this sukkah is going to be so valuable that if you take the value of the sukkah and you divide it by all the Jews in the world, you can end up with each Jew's chelik in the sukkah being pro rata at least the shava pruta. It's not possible. The most expensive sukkah imaginable is the Diras Aroi. There's no way in the world it could be so valuable that every single yud will have a shava pruta. Sok the Gemara. That's what the Chama is saying. And if it says in the Torah, Kol Ezer Yisrael Yeshu Basukah is Melamech and Kol Yisrael Ruin Leish Basukah Achas, must be that it's possible for me to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah even if I don't have a shava pruta's worth of value in this sukkah. I may be a partner. I may be a shutif. But my peace that I have, my certificate is worth less than a pruta. And still I can fulfill the mitzvah, must be, there's no din lochem. Because if there's a din lochem, you wouldn't be able to be yoytze the mitzvah of sukkah if my chelek
is less than a shava pruta. Zokta minchas chinuch.
Shteito on der Rashi,
an unbelievable yusai. That in order for something to meet the criteria of lochem, it's not enough that I own this, but the thing has to have value of a shava pruta. And if the thing is not worth a shava pruta, even though I own it, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be considered lochem. Dosh state lochura in Rashi in Masechta Sugah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So based on this introduction, if that's the case, I have a problem. He says, where we live today, if you look around, the Mechas Chinuch lived in Tarnopol. But when he meant this, he was in Europe. He said, Aravas are very, very cheap. They're very billig. In fact, an Arava, two Aravas, are worth less than a Shava Prut. If that's the case, in order for me to be a Bailim, I need to own something that's worth a Shava Pruta. How you yoytze the mitzvah of Arava? It says, that's not only true for a pre-Eitz Adar, it's true for the Kapas Tmarim, Lulav HaGazel, it's true for the Anaf Eitz Aves, the Hadas, it's true for the Arvei Nachal, that's today's daf. So there's halacha that you have to have, the Arava has to be Lochem. If in order for something to be Lochem, it has to be worth a Shavar Pruta, so the Aravas are never Lochem. And the Mechas Chinuch says, it's a pellet to me that no one was ever bothered by this question. It's a Mefurish Rashi Nesach the Sugah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And he says, I don't understand. Heich Matzinu Yadeinu V'Ragleinu. I think every single year we're going and we're taking our Dal Aminim. And I don't understand how we're being Mekayim a mitzvah. And that's the Mechas Chinuch's punchline. A mitzvah they rice it, don't know less. And again, so the truth is, a lot to talk about this kasha, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, hopefully we'll revisit the kasha and talk about some of the suggestions that the Achronim said. But just one interesting ha'ara that's related to Reh that we've spoken about a lot over the years, the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush Nifla, and that is, I found a very, very similar kasha to the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Reb Chaim Oizer, in his Shailas Hatshuvas Achliezner, in Chela Gimel Simin Memtes, so he brings a kashna that he saw in the name of two gedolim, the Arya de Bei Eloi and the Beis Yitzchak. So we know the Beis Yitzchak was Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, was the Rav in Lemberg in Lvov. He was one of the great 19th century Gaonim in Galicia. Unfortunately, we don't appreciate today so many of the gedolim that lived during that Kufa, and maybe Beroisham is the Beis Yitzchak. Who is the Arya de Bei Eloi? So the Arya de Bei Eloi actually lived earlier than the Beis Yitzchak. He was born in the mid-18th century, and he passed away in the year 1846, in the mid-19th century. So if you just want to place him a little in your mind, he lived approximately at the same time as the Chassam Sofer. He was born Be'erich when the Chassam Sofer was born, and he was Nifter Be'erich when the Chassam Sofer was Nifter. So the Arya de Bei Eloi was also a Galitziano Goyim. He was a Talmud of the Ktzos HaChoshin, but he became very famous in Chassidish circles when he married the daughter of the Yismach Moshe. So the Arya de Bei Eloi was an Eden of the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe had one daughter. And this one daughter, so there's one Eden, was the Arya de Bei Eloi. The Arya de Bei Eloi also had a very famous Chassidish Eden, the Divrei Yecheskel. The Shineva was an Eden of the Arya de Bei Eloi. So either way, it's Reb Chaim Oizer in his Achiezer. He brings the kasha that he saw by two great Galitziano Goyim. Reb Yitzchak Shmelch is the Beis Yitzchak, and the Arya... And the Arya de Bei Eloi, by the way, the Arya de Bei Eloi's name was Reb Arya Leibish Lipschitz. That's what his name was. But regardless, so what was the kasha? So the kasha was that the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. It's in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadesh, and the Gemara over there is discussing the halachnis of Shluchay Shal Adam Kemoisa, Ish Mekadesh Boyo B'Shluchay, and the Gemara says, Minayin, how do you know that Shluchay Shal Adam Kemoisa? And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different Makayas. One of the Makaris, the Gemara brings is Amr Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Minayin shesh shluchay shal adam kemoisa. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, v'shocha tu oisoi, kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbayim. Freit Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. The carbon Pesach, all of the Yidden are going to shach. Is that true? V'chi kol ha'kol kulon shaychten. V'haloi ene shaychet ala echot. There's one person that shachs. You don't find that everybody shachs. Elo, you see from here, mikan, this is a makar, shesh shluchay shal adam kemoisa. You see from here, that shluchay shal adam kemoisa. Now the Gemara over there says, that you see from this pasuk, v'shacha tu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael, that every single Yid is going to shach one carbon Pesach. Now, it's one carbon Pesach. Because the lashon of the pasuk is v'shachatu oisoi. So everyone's going to figure it can't be. No, everyone's going to appoint one shliach, and this one shliach is going to go ahead and he's going to shech the Karman Pesach on behalf of everybody else. That you see from this Gemara that in theory it's possible for every single yid to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach with one Pesach. It's a pasuk. The shachatu oisoi kol kaladas Yisrael. And the Gemara says, what, every yid? Because every yid, it sounds like it's fulfilling the mitzvah with this Pesach. They're all going to shech, no. They're all going to appoint one person, and shlucha shaladim kamaisai. But theoretically, hypothetically, it is possible that every single yid can fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach with one animal, with one sheep, or with one goat. So Frank Tarid Beiloi, and Frank Tameis Yitzchak, and Chaim Oizer brings this bomb kasha. He says, I don't understand. Lefi amavur berashi, sukkah davchav zayin amadeis. Then in order for something to be yours, in order for you to own something, in order for something to be lachem, you have to have a value of Shavu Pruta. So how could Gans Klai Yisrael be Yoitza with one Karban Pesach? If you look in the passing of Parashas Boy, that introduces the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Vayikra Moshe l'chol ziknei Yisrael. Vayomer aleim, and he told them, Mishchu ukechu lachem. Soncha mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the Karban Pesach has to be Lochem. If it has to be Lochem, you have to own it. If you have to own it, it has to have a Shavu Pruta. How is it possible that you're going to have one Karban Pesach that's going to be a Shavu Pruta for every single year? Very similar to the Michas Chinuch's Kasha. Michas Chinuch asked the Kasha regarding Aravos and the Arid Beiloi and Yitzchak Shmelkis. They asked the Kasha as it relates to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. But the Arid Beiloi says a teretz, which is a Chiddush Neira. Chiddush Neira. We should have had this Maramakim when we learned Masechtas Pesachim. And that is, he says, the Karban Pesach is like a Karban Tzibur. It's like a Karban Tzibur, right? Every single Yid brings the Karban Pesach. The truth is, it mirrors a Karban Tzibur. Karban Tzibur is brought on Shabbos. Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. Karban Tzibur, you have the halachas of Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Karban Pesach, you also have the halachas of Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. So said the Ayyid B'Eloi, I'm going to tell you an unbelievable Chiddush. And that is, the Karban Pesach can be brought with the same funds that were used to buy Karbanos Tzibur, which was the Machzis Hashach. And he says, if Gantz Klai Yisrael is going to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach using one animal, you're now going to buy the animal, if they choose to, with the Machzis Hashekel. Oh, if you buy it with the Machzis Hashekel, then there's no kasha. Because the Machzis Hashekel was magical. The way the Machzis Hashekel worked was that the Yid, the Gizbar would take a Machzis Hashekel, he would buy an animal, and that animal belonged to every single yid in the world. Not every yid has a chelik of Shavu Pruta inside this animal. The Torah says it doesn't matter, because that's the chiddush, that's the magic, the koyach of the Machzis Hashekel. So once I buy into the Trumas Halishka, you deposit your Machzis Hashekel, automatically every single yid ends up having a chelik in every single carbon that's ever brought with the Machzis Hashekel. So Enochinami said, if you would go ahead and you would buy it using your own funds, you would swipe a credit card, yeah, that wouldn't work, because not every yid's going to have a Machzis Hashekel or Shavu Pruta's value in it. But if you bought it Luyitzuri with the Machzis Hashekel, and if Gantz Klai Yisrael is buying, bringing one carbon, it's not a carbon tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur. So you can use the Machzis Hashekel. If you can use the Machzis Hashekel like this, everyone's going to end up having a chelik. It's an unbelievable chiddush that the carbon Pesach should be treated like a carbon tzibur. It's true, it mirrors a carbon tzibur. It's not a carbon tzibur. It's Babi Knufya, and it has certain qualities of a carbon tzibur. But to call it a carbon tzibur to the extent that you'd be able to use the Machzis Hashekel to purchase a carbon tzibur would seem to be a very big chiddush. But just one other ha'ara on the Arid Beiloi's chiddush, and then we'll move on to the lighter raid, and that is that we mentioned in the past the famous chiddush of the Besamim Rosh. So without going into the whole history of the Besamim Rosh, we went through the history of the Arid Beiloi. The Besamim Rosh we've done already, but the point is that in the Besamim Rosh, and this is in Simen Peites, and Rabbi Kivega brings this in his Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, and he brings it in his Chuvis as well, said that even though we know women are chayiv in tefillah, Nashim are chayiv in tefillah, but at the same time, women are pater from tefillah's musaf. And he made a cheshbon. Why? Because tefillah's musaf corresponds to the carbon musaf. The carbon musaf was a carbon tzibur. The carbonized tzibur were financed by the machzis hashekel. Women were pater from machzis hashekel. So because women were pater from machzis hashekel, since for that reason, women did not have a chelik in the carbon tzibur. If they didn't have a chelik in the carbon tzibur, they're pater from tefillah's musaf. So that even a woman who davens, which Nachim are chayiv in tefillah, but Musaf, that's for sure pater. Because Musaf is a zeichet to the carbon Musaf, which was bought by the Machzah Shekel. Women had no chelik in the carbon Musaf because they were not chayiv in Machzah Shekel. L'chura, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that Tzadik Aleph, and this is the halacha, the Rambam says it in the Yad Chazaka, and the Chinuch says in the Mitzvah Hey, that the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach is not exclusive to women, to men. It's true for women as well. Even though you would say, maybe it's a Mitzvah, Esesh, Hazman, Geroma, but it's a whole Sugya Masechtas Pesachim. And the Gemara learns it, Pesachim Tzadik Aleph, that Noshim Achayiv in Karban Pesach. If Noshim Achayiv in Karban Pesach, that would mean that when the Torah says, B'shachat U'oisoy, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Beinu Arbaim, it doesn't just mean the men. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael means the women as well. Because women have an obligation just like men do. Now, if you're going to use the Machzah Sashekel to buy the Karban Pesach, the men will have a chelik in it because they have a chelik in the Machzah Sashekel. But l'fi the chiddush of the Psalmim Roish that Kedegu brings in a few places, that women are not chayiv in tefilas musaf because they had no chelik in the Karban Musaf, so they had no chelik in this Karban Pesach either. If they have no chelik in this Karban Pesach, so then based on that, v'chayr, what's the v'shachat tu'aysa called Kalba Adas Yisrael? So the Ari Debei Loi answered very gishmak for the men. But what about the women? They also have to fulfill the mitzvah. Elamai, because they have a chelik, they don't have a chelik of a shavu pruta. Das is doch gemein the kasha. So l'chura, from this Ari Debei Loi, you would see maybe not like this chiddush of the Psalmim Roish, just l'pilpul ba'alva. But the bottom line is that's the first R. The second R is the Gemara on Amid Beis of today's daf went through some of the things that we take for granted as it relates to the mitzvah of dalad minim. Number one lulav, one esrik, three adasin, and two aravas. Achlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva amazingly held one hadas and one arava. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Another thing we saw in today's daf was Rabbi Eliezer said, Yochel, you would have thought that when you tie together the lulav of the hadas and the arava, you should tie the esrog with it. Meaning it should be one big tie. Said, no, the three minim are separate and the esrog is separate. How did he know that? Because it says in the Torah, L'kachtam l'chem b'yem erishim priyetz hadar, and then it says kapis tarm. There's no vav. After the kapis form, it says ve'anav. It's always ve'arvenachal. So then already, those three seems like on some level are supposed to be together. And that's why we learn that the esrog is separate and the other three minim are supposed to be separate from the esrog. The mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, this is in Hilchis, Lulav, Erechayim, Simit Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Aleph says as follows. Tzorech lechaber ha'esrig lelulav b'shas nanuoy ulinaneya b'shneim yachar. When you do the nanuim with the dalad minim, you should take the esrig, be mechaber it together with the lulav, and that's the way you should do the nanuim. In other words, the esrig is not tied together with the other three minim. That's separate. So you hold your lulav, one end, you have your esrig on the other hand. But when it comes to the nanuim, tzorech lechaber, you should bring them together. It says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Akra, what's the makar? So he says, there are two makaris. The first makar is a Vayikra Rabbah. The second makar is a Gemara Masechtas Menachos. We'll mention one. We'll mention the Vayikra Rabbah. Both makaris are very, very similar. So the Vayikra Rabbah that the Vilna Gaon is referring to is in Parshas Emor. That's the Parsha of the Dalad Minim. It's Parsha Lamed Yud Beis. Dover Acha says the Medrash. Why these four minim? Priyetz Hadar, Kapis Tmarim, Anafi, it's obvious, and Arvei Nachar. Says the Medrash, we all know this Medrash, Priyetz Hadar, Eli Yisrael. Priyetz Hadar is referring to Bnei Yisrael. Ma Esrig Zeh, Yesh Bei Tam, Yesh Bei Reach. Just like an Esrig has a Tam and a Reach, Tach Yisrael, Yesh Bein, Bnei Adam, Sheyesh Bein, Torah, Yesh Bein, Masim Toivim. The Esrim has a Tam, it tastes good, and has a Reach, it smells gewaldig. So too there are Yidim that have a Tam and they have a Reach. They have Torah and they have Masim Toivim. Kapis Tmarim is also Eli Yisrael, it's also referring to Bnei Yisrael. House no, not tomorrow. Azu yesh beitam the imbay reich. The tomor has a tam but has no reich. Kachim Yisrael yesh behem. She yesh behem Torah. They have tam. Or but they have massim tam and they don't have reich. Anafi, it's obvious that that's an Eli Yisrael also referring to you. Mahadas yesh bei reich the imbay tam. Kachim Yisrael yesh behem. She yesh behem massim tam and they have Torah. The arvei nachal. What about a rova Eli Yisrael also referring to you? Another type of Jew. Ma rova zu imbay tam the imbay reich. Just like the rova has no tam and has no reich. Kachim Yisrael, Yesh Bem Bnei Yadam, Shem Bem Loi Torah, Shem Loi Masim Toivim, says the Medrash. Umar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysa Lehem. So what does the Eibush to do?
He looks at Klal Yisrael and he sees that Klal Yisrael is made up of four different groups. They're made up of people that have tam and reach, people that have tam and no reach, reach no tam, no tam, no reach. So he looks at all the Yidden and he says, what should we do with Klal Yisrael? La'abdam yavshah. He said, I can't destroy Klal Yisrael. I don't want to destroy even the Yidden that have no tam and no reach. Elo amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yukshirub kulam aguda achas. Let all four of these minim come together, aguda achas. And like this, there'll be kapara for the whole Jewish nation. The Masis and Kachin, if they're going to do this, at that time, I'm going to have a tremendous aliyah. When does a Kodesh Baruch who had this aliyah? Kishem asuyin aguda achas. Shenemar va'agudasay al eretz yisada. Leficha'ch Moshe ma'azal Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidin. Ulakachtam lechem b'yoyim arishin. But the Medrash says that the four minim of the Dalid minim, they represent four different types of Jews. And when we take the four minim and we bring them together, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yukshiru kulon aguda achas, and by doing that, v'hi mechaprin elu al elu. U'ba'ois z'shah, ani mesalas. I said the Vilna Goyim, this is the Makar to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, tzorech lechaber ha'esrig lelulav b'shas na'nuay, ulananeya b'shneim b'yachad. What's the Makar to that? The Gemara says, no, it's just the lulav, that has to be wrapped together, but the esrig is supposed to be lechud. There's no vav between the esrig and the lulav, so why are you taking the lulav? So it says the Vilna Goyim, it's true. There's no Makar in Talmud Bavli, but there's a Makar in Parshas Emor. And it's this medrash where you see there's an idea of bringing it all together and making it agodachas. In other words, just to speak it out, more geschmack. We have the Gemara in today's daf, Sukkah, daf lamed alamed beis, that says that esrog is supposed to be separate from the other three minim. We have over here a medrash where the medrash says it's an idea of yukshiru kulam aguda achas fein mechapin elu alelu. So we have a stira, right? The teretz is no. The teretz is they're separate. If the esrog is not tied together with the other minim, but at the same time, when it comes to the nanuim, then you're supposed to be kosher together. Then you're supposed to tie it together like this. You'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of the nanuim, and it's going to be done by aguda achas. But if you take a look at the Taz, right here on this halacha, so he quotes the Beis Yosef, with the Beis Yosef, who of course was the Mechaber, he gave his own reason. He said his own pshat as to why is it that at the time of the Nanum, you're supposed to take the Esrig, and you're supposed to be Mechaber the Esrig together with the Lulav. So the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Rekanti, also known as the Rekanari. But the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Rekanti. He was a 13th century Italian Rishon. So he said, quote, Soid zen nigla ilai b'chaloy. Pshat in this halacha was revealed to me in a dream, Belel Yontif Arishin Shulchag HaSukkos, on the first night of Sukkos, not coincidentally. So he said what happened was he had a guest by him for Sukkos. This guest was an Ashkenazi, and his name was a Rabbi Yitzchak. And he said that night the Rekanti had a dream. It was the first night of Sukkos. And in the dream, he saw that this Yid, Rabbi Yitzchak, was a Sofer, and he was writing the Shem Havaya. So he saw he wrote the Shem Havaya, Yud, and then he wrote a Hey, and then he wrote a Vav. And then when it came time to write the second A, he wrote it very far away. So I turned to him, said the Rekanti in the dream, why'd you do that? And he responded, this is the way we do it by us. This is the way we write the Shem Havai. Gewalt. So said the Rekanti, I yelled at him, in my dream, on the first night, Sukkis, I sat down and I put that other hay next to the Yud and the hay and the Vav, and that's the way I wrote the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And said the Rekanti, I was so blown away by what happened, and I had no understanding. L'machar, the next day I came to Shul. Ra'isni, I saw this Yid, Rabbi Yitzchak, he was my guest. When it came to the Nanuim, he kept the Lulav, the Hadas and the Arava in one hand, he kept the Esrog in the other hand, and when he did the Nanuim, he kept the Esrog out. He was only being Menaneya with the three Minim. So he said, at that point, he vanti pisrin chaloimi. I knew that was the answer. Kin kol adalad Minim roimzim bo yisparach. Because the four Minim are remnants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kid Isa b'medrash. Osmo v'yikur rabu. And the sign of the dream was that don't have that last hay separate. That last hay is the Esrog. And the Esrog has to be together with the other three Minim. So that when you go now to shakel the Lulav, you have to shakel all four Minim together. So what's this medrash that the Rekanti brought that he understood that the four minim was somehow a remes to the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So this is also in Parshas Emor. It's also Parshas Lamed. The first medrash was Yud Beis. This one is Tes. Dovar Acha creates Hador Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekosuv Ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hador. Hoyd v'Hador Levashta. Kapa is Tamarim Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekosuv Ba
Tzadik Hatomah Yifrach. Vanafei Tzavah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechsiv Hu Oymed Bein HaHadasim. Va'arvei Nachal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechsiv Beisoylu LaRoychev Ba'arovois Bekashamah. So the Rakanti said, I remember this Medrash. And the Medrash says, all four of the Minim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I realized that that's what they were showing me in this dream. What they were showing me with using the Shem Avaya, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, as the mashal for the Dalet Minim was based on this Medrash, and this Sofer wrote the Hey Far Away, and I was Meicha, I said, how could you do that? That's exactly what we would be doing if we took the Esrog and we moved it away. Because by taking the Esrog and distancing it from the other three Minim, essentially what we're doing is we're removing the Hey from the Shem Avayah. That's Mochisi, but it was Meicha, that's so terrible. And that's Pshan the Mechaber. Tzarech Lechaber HaEsrog Lelulav B'Shas Nanuay Ulananeya B'Shneim Yachad. So the bottom line is, as it relates to the Eged of the Dalet Minim, you have the three and you have the one. What's the Makar? So if that's the Minig Yisrael, but no, if the Minig is rooted in a Gemara, Talmud Bavli, Sukkah, Lamed, Dalet, Amid Beis, it's Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol's statement. Stating that, the Mechaber says, Tzarech Lechaber HaEsrog Lelulav B'Shas Nanuay. At the times of Nanuim, you're supposed to put it together. Why? So we have two Pshatim. We have the Vilna Gaon and the Beir HaGra, and we have the Beis Yosef himself, as quoted by the Taz, who brought it in the name of the Rakanti. The Vilna Gaon said that it's based on the idea that Klai Yisrael is supposed to be Ba'aguda Achas, Yukshiru Kulam Aguda Achas, Ve'im Bechaprin Elo Al Elo. And we have the Beis Yosef, this incredible dream that the Rakanti had, that it's based on the fact that the four Minim of the Dalet Minim are somehow symbolic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four Oisiyas of the Shem Avai, and by the last Hey being removed from the first three Oisiyas, that's such a terrible thing. That's what we're doing if we don't take the Esrog and we're not Bechaber together. So I saw, and we'll end with this, that the Reshiva, Rabbi Rucham Olshin, in the Yoreach Lumayadim, and this is in the Mamorim section, and this is Simen Lamidvav. So he brings the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and he brings the two time in the Vilna Gaon and the Beis Yosef. And he says that Yesh Loimar, that maybe, these two timeim are really one. Meaning, it's Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, and really they're very much related to each other. And that's based on something that the Charedim says. So the Sefer Charedim, and this is in Perek Zayin, so he talks about something that's above our pay grade, but the name of the Perek is Bayevoyor. In this Perek I'm going to explain, Shehayichud ha'elyoin. Shehayichud ha'elyoin, which means the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the singular nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ashrayas HaShchina, Tluyim B'Shal. So yichud Elio, whatever that means, and Ashrayas HaShchina, they're both Tolu and Shalim. So the first part of Perek Zayin is way above my pay grade. And then afterwards, the Charedim starts talking a little bit more nigladig. So just a few excerpts. He says, V'im chas, im chalila v'chas, yimotze machloikas apir b'neim. He says, "V'chas v'shalom, this is going to be yidden, and there's going to be machloikas between them. Lo yishra b'soichem, this is not going to be shechina." K'depirish Rashbi, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, "Al pasik v'hu be'echad u'mi mi yeshivenu." So pashut, the pasik sounds like "Hu be'echad," because Baruch Hu's echad u'mi yeshivenu. There's nobody like Hashem. But Rashbi was medayik, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It doesn't say "Hu echad," "Hu be'echad." Sherod Saloimar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'echad, the yichud ha'elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only b'makayim, where Klal Yisrael is be'achdos. But b'makayim ha'pirud, then it's not like that. Hu be'echad, sh'roi tzoloimah, sh'lo yishra b'makayim pirud, ela b'makayim yichud. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the who is where? Be'echad. When this echad, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And he goes on to say very, very clearly that any time there's machloikis, there's a siluk hashchina. And the nature of the siluk hashchina is that on some level, the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, this is all kaviyachol, but the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is nispare. He says that's why before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. What's Eliyahu HaNavi going to do? Eliyahu, Chazal say, Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lechem as Eliyahu HaNavi, Zeheshev Leibavis Albana Veleibana Malavaisam, Hainu HaShalom, Chazal say, Ein Eliyahu HaNavi Ba Elolasi Shalom. The whole Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be to bring Shalom. Why do we have to have Shalom? Because before Mashiach comes, Lifnei Ba Yoy Magadov HaNoir, where the Shechina is going to come back, and there's going to be a Yichud HaElyoy, where the Shechina is going to be complete. The only way the Shechina can reside completely amongst us is if we're Ba'achtos. He continues, says the Charedim. He says, we say in Davening, we've spoken about this so many times, Shabbos my mincha ata echad, v'shimcha echad, umikamcha yisrogel echad bar. So he brings what the Torah says, and that is the three nuschais of the three Shemayna Esrei on Shabbos are different. Right, Friday night is one nusach, Shabbos day is another nusach, Shabbos, like on Yom Tov, for example, it's always ata v'chatanu mikol, right? It's always the same nusach. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's a different nusach, different niggin. Right, so why is it a different nusach? So says the Charedim, as quoted by the Torah, the reason is because the three different Shemayna Esrei are connected, three different types of Shabbos. Friday night is Shabbos, Shabbos Bereish, seventh day of the week. Shabbos day, that's Matan Torah. And Shabbos by Mincha, that's connected to Yom Shekuloi Shabbos. That's connected to Lasod Lavei. Ato Echad Veshimcha Echad. Lasod Lavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad. But when? Umika Amcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. When Klai Yisrael is going to be a Goyechad Ba'aretz. When a Yid is going to be in a state of Goyechad Ba'aretz. When we're going to be Ba'achtos, That's when it by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's when the Hashoyes Hashchina is going to be complete, and that's when there's going to be a Yichud Elyon. It's interesting that in Perek Ches, the Charedim continues to talk about this idea, and he says over there, quote, he says that a person, Umasha Om, he says, V'chein hoya poit Tzfas, here in Tzfas, the Charedim lived in Tzfas, he was part of the Chabura, the Beis Yosef, so he lived in Tzfas, and he says it was a Yid here whose name was Rav Yosef Saragusi, that was his name, Rabbi Shala Rav David Ben Zimra. He was the Rebbe of the Radvaz. Shayamesim Sholem Tomid. Bein Adam Lechaveroi Ubein Ishla Ishtai Afilu Bein Hagoy. He was always making Sholem, even amongst the Gentiles. Zocha Lirois is Eliyahu. And he was Zoycha to see Eliyahu Anavi. Upimakim Sherau, in the place that he had Gilu Eliyahu, which was Karav Letzion at Tanu Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, which is in Tzfas, close to where the Tanu Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi is buried, Shom Chatzav Loi Kever. That's where they have the Kever of this Yid, Rabbi Yosef Saragusi. So, Reb Levi Chomsky once told me, he said, what's the pshat? What was the midah keneged midah? Reb Yosef Saragusi was always being oyser shalom. And if we was oyche to gilu Eliyahu, it's because of what Chazal say, ein Eliyahu ba elo las nishalom. The whole Eliyahu is going to be to bring shalom. And like the Charedim said in Perek Zayin, because lifnei boya yoyim agadav anoyro, what are we going to have to have? We're going to have shalom. So to bring shalom, the first thing we need to, but the point is, and this is the punchline of the Charedim, that when there's machloikis, so there's a pgam in the Yichud HaElyon. We know what that means, sort of. On a deeper level, it's above our pay grade. But the nusach of the Charedim is, again and again, l'chein kol ish Yisrael yechrad mi lifkoin by Yichud HaElyon, al yidei sineschinam, el lashon hara, machloikis, because Yichud HaElyon is Tali and Shali. And when this machloikis is a pgam in the Yichud HaElyon, so the Rashiva, Rabbi Yeruchim Shlita said, that it could be, this is all one. It's Elu ve'elu divra lekim chayim. The idea of taking the Esrog and being mechaber together with the Lulav is, like the Vilna Gaon said, it's because the four minim represent the four types of Jews. And when the four Jews are together, not just the three, but the four are together, yukshiru kulam aguda achas, they mechaber elu al elu. The Beis Yosef brought from the Kanadi this fascinating dream that he had with this Yid that came from Ashkenaz. But the point was, is that the four minim are keneged, the four oisiyos of the Shem Havaya. And to have the Esrik separate from the other three minim, when you do the Nanuim, would be like writing Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then the Hey would be very, very far away, which no one would ever dream of doing, literally. You can't do that. So the point is that one idea was Shalom. The other idea was bringing the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei together. Said Rabbi Yeruchim, Lefi the Charedim, it's all one Inyan. Then when Klai Yisrael comes together, when the Esrik and the Hadas and the Arava and the Lulav, despite their differences spiritually, physically, when they all come together, when it's Yukshur Kulam Aguda Achas, you know what happens? The Shem Yud Ke Vav Ke, that comes together as well. And when Klal Yisrael is in a state of Achdus, when it's Umika Amchi Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz, that's when we're going to merit Ata Echad Vishimcha Echad.